Yep, Standardly, a big tune. TC, back again. Got another two things to play from TC. Trying to get them in by the end of the show. It's going to be difficult. Because we have the flamboyant Mr. John B. up in the piece. What's happening, John?
Hi, how are you? Yeah, that's...
Sound a bit husky there, John. What's going on, son?
Yeah, is this water they gave me? I think it's laced with something.
That's a good look. It's a good look, John. So how are you, man? How you been?
Good, great.
Good to see you, man. You're looking really well as usual. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
When's the last time I see you?
I think it's Miami.
I was just about to say, I don't even see you in England anymore. The last time I ever, the only times I ever see you seems to be in the States.
Well, that's kind of the way it goes now, isn't it?
Yeah.
With all of us.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, our travels and everything. So what's been happening? I mean, like, let's break it down for them. How did you get into this game, like, many years ago?
Well, you know better than most. SS brought me in, really. I started making drum and bass about 10 years ago now. Did a lot of stuff with Formation. You helped me out a lot when I did Secrets.
Oh, man, I can tell everybody how I met John B. Like, I was at home, just looking through the post. You know, it'd been sitting there for like 4 or 5 months. I don't even know how long it'd been sitting there. Went through the tapes and all that, because, like, you know, you have to do that once in a while. And I come to this track called Secrets, and, like, there was about half the tune on it. I was like, bloody hell, what the hell's going on? It's a rough tune. So I had to make the call, put the call in, and found out that SS had already beat me there. You know what I mean? But I managed to get Secrets off, yeah, which was a cold, cold, ice cold tune. Still today, I still think that's a cold tune, John. Do you know what I mean? But yeah, what have you done since? You know, you've been, like, all over the world, traveling, DJing, making music. I mean, like, what's your life like now, John?
Very busy. I mean, I'm DJing almost every weekend now. Yeah. Go to America quite a lot for little tours.
Oh, you're big in America, right?
I do okay over there.
I can vouch for you in America, bruv. You know what I mean? Every town I go to, they're always talking about John B and how he's doing the robot on stage and stuff.
And that's just the girls.
That's what I'm talking about, John. John, I'm stealing something off your MySpace, mate. Right? That's all I can say. I just got so much admiration and respect for what you're doing right now, John. You know what I mean? You're not coming with the same old biff baff, same old thing that everybody else has done. You're coming with your own innovative style. So break it down for us, your style and what you play and how you do and why you do it.
Well, the whole thing now is, this is my new album, Electro Step. That's what I'm pushing at the moment. And it's
and what is Electro Step?
I guess it's a genre I'm claiming to have invented. But basically, it's drum and bass speed and loads of electro influences, 80s influences, like kind of punk rock stuff as well. Yeah. It's still supposed to be good dance floor drum and bass, but coming from a totally different angle and trying to reach out to different scenes as well. Like,
and why did you feel that you needed to go and break down this area, that breakdown in this way?
It's happened gradually, really. I've kind of got more and more that way over the last few years. Yeah. I've always been into electro stuff. If you listen to my first album, Visions, like, there was one CD that was more jazzy and one that was called Synthetic, and it was all synth stuff and electro.
Yeah.
And I guess when Electro Clash blew up a few years ago, like the New York scene, that was the final tipping point for me. I was like, yeah, this is me. I can do drum and bass this way.
Yeah.
And it works with my whole image and, you know, dressing a bit weird and wearing makeup when I DJ and stuff. And I'm really happy now everything's kind of come together with the image and the sound and it all, and the whole sort of clubbing style with it as well. It's really good fun, and it's nice
John
to...
You're just being John.
I am, yes.
That's what it's about, man. That's what I like about what you're doing, John. You know, you feel a certain way, you express it how you want to express it. And I love all that, man. You know, that's how we got to this point in music. You get what I'm saying?
And
that's how music's...
It's good to feel like I have a place within drum and bass as well. I mean, I might not be doing stuff that's acceptable to everybody, but I'm operating in my own niche, and
you're cutting out a piece of the carpet for yourself, John. And that's what I like. You get what I'm saying? But, so, like, tell us about the LP that's just been dropped.
Well, it's called Electro Step. It came out a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, standard triple pack vinyl, double CD, available on iTunes, all that stuff. But it's a mix. All of the tracks are by me, apart from a couple that are just on my label.
Yeah.
There's some tracks, some covers of 80s tracks on there, like Tainted Love and Hey Mickey.
So did you have to get some permission to do
well,
that?
Well, when they're cover versions and there's no samples involved, it's just publishing clearance, so that's not really a big deal. And all the vocals I've got resung, like my friend Marcy Meow, who's a porn star, did vocals on a couple of the tracks. tracks. There's lots of guest vocalists, yeah. And there's a remix I did of Howard Jones, one of Howard Jones's new tracks. I don't know if you remember him. He's
a big 80s guy. Yeah.
He used to be my neighbour, but he's moved away now.
Okay.
So he let me remix one of his tracks. That's one of the big tracks on there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a remix I did of an unsigned band called One Life Left on there that's really big, kind of epic trance stuff, but it's got lots of guitars and kind of rock vocals.
Yeah.
So it's not all bleepy electro kitsch cheesy stuff. And even the electro stuff is still serious.
Yeah.
But there is some heavier tracks on there and trancey vibes.
So are you doing anything outside of the electro step kind of thing at the moment? Are you making any slower tempo tunes?
I've done a few house speed kind of electro house tracks that I haven't really released yet. When I did the Stalking You on MySpace single that came out just before the album, I did two electro house mixes that got some good support like in that scene. But drum and bass is still my main focus. I just do a bit of trance and a bit of house sometimes when I feel like it. Okay, you know, if something comes up.
So where would you say that John B's biggest market is right now?
What, you mean for DJing or
for
sales?
DJing. I mean, where are you feeling the most?
Well, a year ago I would have said America because I was going out there a lot and doing long tours. But in the last 6 months or year, it's mainly been European stuff, like Fridays. And the flights have been harsher because you're flying on a Friday to like Brussels, then back to Heathrow and then back out because they can't route you through. But like last weekend I did Sarajevo on Friday and Brighton on Saturday. Week before that I did Budapest, that big festival, the Szeged festival, and then Brussels day after that. Okay. And almost got stranded, had to get the Eurostar back.
Because you would have been right in the heart of it because it happened on a Friday. And
nightmare. On the Friday I flew out to Budapest to play this second biggest festival I've ever played, like 4,000 people, big tent, mad.
Yeah.
But it was when they wouldn't let you take hand luggage on. So normally I have all my CDs in my rucksack, everything's cool, you know, even if they lose your suitcase,
you've got your stuff,
you can play. I had to check everything in, all my clothes, makeup, hairspray, like all of my stuff, all my CDs. So I turn up in Budapest, no suitcase, no music. So like they opened the business center in the hotel for me. I bought my album off my own microsite, paid for my album and downloaded the MP3s, and then went on Beatport and downloaded some stuff. And like played a 2-hour set with four CDs.
That's the way it
had to be done.
Sure, you didn't really have a choice, John. But
no,
you know, with today's technology, look how easy it was to sort out. Not easy, but I mean, it was able to sort out. 5 years ago, we could never have sorted this out. You'd have been sitting in the hotel room shouting at everybody. Do you get what I'm saying? But, you know, that's technology. So that brings me to my next question. How are you feeling about this whole MP3 CD thing? I mean, how are you working? Obviously, as you just said, you're working with the CD thing.
Yeah, I mean, my argument, I've been playing with all CDs for maybe 3 or 4 years now. Like, I got onto it early.
Yeah.
My argument is, I know a lot of the time, I know what the way you feel, like, you know, you should be seen to be playing vinyl and everything.
No, you got to understand, this is how I break it down for myself. People are going to use what they're going to use. Mm. You got to use what's good for you.
Yeah.
I can't use CD players. That's the reason why I don't use them.
Yeah.
But there might be another technique that I could use to get to play MP3s. But MP3s is the future. We all know this.
Mm.
We can't fight it. If you have to get your stuff in line with that rather than try to stick with the vinyl thing, because we know 5 years' time, vinyl is obsolete.
I wouldn't go that far at all. I think
it's going to be obsolete myself in 5 years. I think it'll obsolete because things are moving that way, because at the end of the day there's got to be pressing plants to press records. I see pressing plants closing left, right and centre. Do you get what I'm saying? So it's not going to be a viable industry.
You know, as long as we're on top of what's going on. Like, for me, the most important thing is the music you're playing and how you're performing, how you're behaving, like communicating with the clubbers. Like, I always go and try and have a chat to people in the crowd. I know you do. Like, just being a professional. So number one is what you're playing and how you're performing. For me, the media you use is a separate issue. For me, I play CDs because, like you, everything I'm playing is unreleased. It's not pressed yet. So my choice is either dub plates or CDs. Because, like, a lot of stuff I'm playing is my own. I've made it. You go through several stages of doing tracks. So if I cut five plates per tune each time I go back in on it, it's just a lot of money. It's a lot of money, and it's not practical for me.
No.
And I can carry so much more music in my carry-on luggage when I'm flying on the CD. So
I mean,
that's why I use CDs.
I'd use CDs as well if I could use a CD to the capability that I can use an SL12.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying? If there's other medias that I could use, then I'd probably use those. But my thing is, you use what you're comfortable with. That's as simple as that. You know, but
I could magically click my fingers every time I finished a track and suddenly have a piece of vinyl with it on appear before me,
yeah, exactly.
I'd be playing all vinyl.
Exactly.
But because of the practicalities of like being a professional touring DJ, CDs are better for me.
Thank you, John, on that issue. Yep. Right, I've cleared that one up. So we're going to be going to a mix. We're going to be playing a John B mix. What's involved in this? What's on there, basically?
I recorded it last night, in the middle of the night.
Good stuff, John. That's how we
I managed to cram a lot of tracks in. There's like 11 tracks in 30 minutes.
That's good stuff.
I tried to, you know, be conscious of the type of people listening to this show and everything. I didn't want to bash out all the super electro stuff.
I just wanted to be John.
We want John. There's some weird stuff in there. There's some couple of nice liquid funk tunes. There's a couple of hard ones. Pretty much all of it, apart from, I think, the Peaches tracks on there, things that are on my label or on the album.
Okay.
And I guess check the track list on the website.
Yeah. One more thing, like, just before we cut in, just talk about MySpace and how long you've been running on it.
I got onto it quite early. I got a bit of a head start because there was one before it called Friendster, and because I was in America a lot, they'd all picked up on it before. But
yeah,
I was a bit skeptical of MySpace at first. I don't really like what it brings out in people and the sort of narcissism and, oh, you're my friend, wow.
Yeah.
But it's turned out to be really useful as a promotional tool, and it's just like an extension of a website and your personality.
Thought,
and
you know,
it's just a way to connect with more people and show what you're doing.
That's what I feel, exactly what I feel, John. Mm. I feel more connected with the people that I play to all around the world, rather than just in the UK, when people can see me walking up and down the street and bump into me and say, yo, what's that?
Yeah.
They're kind of hitting me up like that, and it's all pretty
It's great.
Positive,
it means you can be more personal with your fans and respond to people and be like, you know, I get messages saying, oh, I heard you're playing here, where is it? And you can write back and be like, yes, this is the name of the club.
I love all that. It's not a big deal. Anyway, let's play the John B mix. You're now inside the sounds of the Guest Mix on Radio 1. Radio 1.
See something in your pants that can't be real. Don't hold back, baby, tell me what's the deal. I gotta move in closer and cop a feel. Oh my, you got something with mass appeal. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. The tent's so big in your pants. If there's a housing crisis and there ain't any more, need a place to go, you gotta open the door. Wanna save the night? Pull up the floor. Wanna feel alright? Party galore. I got a tent gig going in France, baby. An immense gig up in your pants, baby. The kids need some new romance, baby. Come on, let's take a chance. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. An immense gig up in your pants, baby. The tent's so big in your pants, baby. Gonna bring my friends for a dance, baby. Gonna sell those tickets in advance, baby. An immense gig up in your pants, baby. I'm invited to show you. Call me a dude. Girls and boys everywhere wanna make it to see me. There's a pole in the mirror and it's bigger than wood. We should all dance around. We're never gonna do it. Stop the pony dancing. It's a romance. The
mind. I'll get a plane to your city. 'Cause I've been stalking you on MySpace.
Leave me a comment. I have more MySpace friends than Jesus. Your hair is so sexy in that pic. You totally look like a rock star. I write, like, this really cool poetry inspired by Bright Eyes. I have 679 friends, but I am totally removing that girl from my top 8.
walks in front of me, covering my eyes, dips into a wall.
seduction in a magazine, and displeasure in a limousine. In the back shakes a tambourine, nicotine from a silver screen. Speed seduction in a magazine, and displeasure in a limousine. In the back shakes a tambourine, nicotine from a silver screen. Speed seduction in the magazine.
the mighty John B in the mix here on Radio 1, 97 to 99 FM. Just locked on, catching the back end of the John B mix. My special guest tonight joining me in the studio. So John, thanks a lot for bringing that mix down.
Anytime.
Some abstract things on there, John. I'm liking it. I'm liking it. I like you. Diversity, John. It's a big thing for me. Feeling that little Blue Martin thing. Like that little mashed up thing you got there as well.
Cool.
Good stuff, John. Good stuff, man. So what's the plan for this weekend, John?
Good question. I'm DJing somewhere, but I can't remember. Sunday. Sunday I'm playing in Germany at some open air by the lake festival thing near Mannheim, apparently.
Okay, wicked, wicked, wicked. Anything else on?
I've got a lady friend coming to visit me.
You've got a busy weekend then, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Good stuff. So, John, you've got a big competition for us. We're going to be giving away
big.
A few... I say big, John. I say big.
No, oh, no. Groove Rider's shutting me down.
No, John, I love you. You know I've got love for you, John, big time. But what was I going to say? We've got a big competition. You're very efficient, John. You came in with your signed LPs, CDs, the whole thing. I like the way you operate, John.
You didn't bring
the MySpace t-shirt for me, but we're waiting for that.
I'll get you one. I've also got a Homie Thug Convention shirt as well, man. I know you'll love that.
Wait, John, that was an episode. That was an episode. I'm not even going to go back into that one.
That t-shirt was one of my biggest hits when I was in Miami this year. Like, the Homie Thug Convention t-shirt.
Yeah, man, that was a mad, John. Anyway, yeah, you got a competition and give us a question, John.
Yeah, well, I've got 5 signed copies of my album here.
Big.
Yes. What's the question? Okay, this should be an easy one. What's my favourite decade?
That's pretty easy to me. If you can tell us which era of music John B is feeling the most.
Or is known to, yeah, supposedly.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah. Now, to look at you, I wouldn't know you was an 8. Well.
Come on.
No, I never judge a book by its cover, John. That's not how I roll. You get what I'm saying? But, you know, it's been known for you to kind of favour a certain era. Let's put it that way.
Indeed.
Text your answers to 81199. Any email running or are we just doing a text one? Oh, that's good because I don't know the email address.
groovevider@bbc.co.uk.
And I just done my belt up very tightly there. Anyway, we're going to roll out. Thanks for coming in, John. It's been beautiful seeing you again, man.
Indeed.
You've got to come back real soon when you get a big project on the roll.
Cool. Well, thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem, sir. And I'll see you on the space at some point. I'll be leaving a comment on your page. And thanks a lot and good luck with the LP, man.
Cool, thanks a lot.
And tell us, before you go, the name of this tune and what's about. We're going to lick it back.
This is a track on the album. It's a remix of a group from Miami called Iowa Test, and it's called Time Lapse.
Wheel up, bring it back on, rewind. Rewind, Groove Rider. Groove Rider.
Things are happening so fast.
Once again, we've got to say many thanks to Mr. John B. Blessing us all this time. Wish him all the best in the future. And hello to John's dad, Mr. Robin Williams. Don't know why I always remember John's dad. I used to hang out with John's dad back in the day. No, I'm serious. Rolling a couple of raves with John's dad. What are you on about? So, good day, Mr. Williams. Right, fast running out of time. It's gone so fast tonight, man. We let John run for a little while. Rolled out a couple of tunes earlier. We're not going to get that Dillinger thing on tonight. You have to wait 2 weeks to hear it. But we are going to get that Big Clips tune on. Been playing it in the clubs and some people are feeling it, some aren't. That's the way it is. So maybe I shouldn't put the CD echo up and play the SL. Right, we're going to be running out of time. Let's play this quickly.
Oi, what's going on, bruv?
Yes, bruv.
What's happening, geezer?
Yeah, man, I'm cool.
Oi, I heard that new tune you're playing, you know, bruv. It's banging. I need that tune, you know, bruv.
All right, mate, yeah, I'll sort that out for you, yeah? That's not a problem, man.
Yeah, that'll be wicked, man, because like, I got a few, you know, I've got some dates coming up and stuff.
Yeah, there's a CD down the cutting house, yeah? Just ring up and cut it, man. It's Dan Heathman's Transition Valve, one of them places.
Okay, right. Can't get on CD, no?
Nah, mate, I ain't giving CDs out, man.
So I got to pay to cut a dub plate?
What? What are you saying, bruv?
I don't cut dub plates no more, bruv. I need MP3s.
What?
Yeah, haven't you heard? It's all about...
We love Bring It Back on Rewind. Rewind that Groove Rider.
Yes, bruv.
What's happening, geezer?
Yeah, man, I'm cool.
Oi, I heard that new tune you're playing, you know, bruv. It's banging. I need that tune, you know, bruv.
Right, we are running out of time so fast. So just accelerate
that,
mate.
Wicked, man, because like, I got a few, you know, I got some dates coming up and stuff.
Yeah, there's a CD down the cutting house, yeah? Just ring up and cut it, man. It's Dan Heathman's Transition Valve, one of them places.
Okay, right. Can't get on CD, no?
Nah, mate, I ain't giving CDs out, man.
So I got to pay to cut a dub plate?
What? What are you saying, bruv?
I don't cut dub plates no more, bruv. I need MP3s.
What?
Yeah, haven't you heard? It's all about...